KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Arriving today at the G20 summit in New Delhi, President Biden ready to engage leaders of the world's top 20 economies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is already there, reacting to China and Russia not sending Presidents Xi and Putin.
Even without Russia's active participation in the tensions the war has created, I still see the G20 as highly effective.
One goal for Yellen, plans to reform the World Bank with new investments and support. Hurricane Lee, now a monster Cat 5 storm way out in the Atlantic, maximum sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. Lee will track between the Bahamas and Bermuda early next week. Longer range models have it eventually hitting somewhere in New England. Forecasters say dangerous surf and rip currents will be noticeable ahead of the storm. Today's the anniversary of Queen Elizabeth's death in Britain. This is ABC News. It's been a month since the deadly Maui wildfires. ABC News is doing a year-long project called Maui Strong 808, Hawaii's area code, and the date the wildfire broke out. The town of Lahaina frozen in place. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
Despite anger, plans are still being worked on to allow residents back into Lahaina. Media have had almost no access to document the worst hit parts of Lahaina, except for when the president was visiting. It's been sealed off. They've even put up what local officials call dust screens around the town, they say, to block ash from flying around in the wind. But to many locals, it seems like a way to seal off Lahaina so nobody can see what's going on inside there. And still, there are many names of people who are unaccounted for. They had made some progress, and then more names were added to the list.
A new Apple security update. Researchers at the University of Toronto say the software flaw is being exploited to deliver Pegasus spyware to iPhones and iPads. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good Friday morning. It's kind of like a dark and chilly Friday morning, isn't it?
Better things coming. Did you see the new the weather?
I did not.
We're in good shape. Tomorrow, whatever you got to get done, tomorrow's the day. It's going to be 75 degrees, sunny, perfect fall weather. Then we get into the 60s after that, and I'm not a weather person, but I do want to say that, and a friend of mine, he's having his bachelor party tomorrow.
People still have bachelor parties, huh?
No, but they're not like...
Not like the old days,
not,
right?
Not like yours. No, these are...
I never had one.
Really?
No, never had a bachelor party.
This is...
Married twice and never had a bachelor party. here's the guarantee.
I was going to say something.
There won't be a third time.
Well, if you do, Johnny, I'll throw you a bachelor party.
Thank you.
No, it's going to be at my friend's cottage, and really just grilling out, you know, on the water, you know, that... was that beanbag toss, that's called?
Bag toss.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then we're there. I'm not going. I wasn't invited. Going to the casino.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. No, none of these.
What do you mean you're not invited? You said you were going to it. You said you're going to a friend's bachelor party. Then you said you're not invited?
I don't think I said that. I think I said my friend's having a bachelor
gotcha.
Party.
Gotcha. I
like I said, no, I'm.
You seem too old for a bachelor party. I'm sorry.
Right?
You do. That's, I mean, yeah.
I'm not kidding, Johnny. The other thing is,
but I'm just saying, I think bachelor parties
are for the 22-year-old kid.
Yeah. Right. Well, I would say once you're 40, no bachelor parties.
And they talk about things in movies. Of course, you like movies, but they talk, I wouldn't even be in half the conversations,
I don't
think.
So it's kind of like being on the show.
I mean, it's kind of like, yeah.
Well,
we would, anyway,
but
no, I have a great weekend coming up. Tonight I'm going to see the Glam Band, which is becoming one of my favorites since they've been on our show twice.
Okay,
and just
to say that,
Falls.
When Steve Marshall yesterday said, hey, I'm going to take your Glam Band shirt, he was legit.
Yeah, so Steve, Johnny, they listened yesterday, but John wasn't in studio, yet we had a guest come in. He sat in John's chair, and they were talking back and forth via the phone, and he goes, John, I'm going to take this, because the Glam Band gave us shirts.
Fan.
I'm a big fan of Glam Band, love them, and I'm going to take this shirt, and ha, 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 ha. And the guy gets up, walks out, takes the shirt.
I walk in, and it's like, where's my shirt?
I didn't want to tackle the guy.
Well, he's about 327 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he would not.
But yes. He was obviously serious. So,
but that was guy. A cool, good thing. Glad. Thanks for having him on. The Law Enforcement Banquet, Respect for Law Enforcement, is coming up a couple of weeks. And
it's Wednesday,
next
right?
week, yeah.
Wow. Wednesday.
Yeah, it's the middle of September already?
It is.
Wow, you're right. So, anyway, it's like I keep looking at those things for next week, and it's like, well, that's way down the road. It's like, oh, we're in the middle of September.
We are. And
love it, though. Isn't this the greatest time of year?
Love it.
Greatest.
Apple picking coming up. Do you go apple picking?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, my God. No, don't say that.
Yeah, I haven't.
You've never gone apple picking?
Mm-mm. Apple picking or cherry picking or blueberry picking or...
Strawberry?
Uh-uh.
Peas?
Nope.
That's a nice family thing to do. We just get the kids.
I know it is.
And what we would do is, You know the best time to go apple picking is during a Packer game.
Oh, I'll bet. What's the best time to do anything?
Right. And we would, but we
I figured that out.
Defense, but anyway, we do apple picking
with festival foods. When I was living in Appleton, like Menasha Appleton, and there's festival food there, and it was always so busy, it's mind-boggling. I would go, and I lived super close to it, I would go literally 10 minutes before a Packer game and grab my stuff, and it's wide open. Right. Just wide open. But like an hour before that, you couldn't walk.
Yeah.
But yeah, Packer games are good for timing things with. They really and truly are.
Speaking of getting in and out of a store, I went to Costco last night to get the toothbrushes for my dog, you know, because it's good for them. It's good for their teeth. You chew on them. And it's like $38. So, boom, I go in there. And, you know, the lines are long there. So I went to the automated checkout, you know, where they should. And I rang it all up. You know, dude, goes through. And they don't take, you can't pay cash in that lane.
Oh, a credit card?
You buy it. I didn't have a credit card. I mean,
I know. I try
to go and stand in line with people who are like mattresses and a cart full of stuff, like $400.
I know.
Anyway, but to get in and out of there, my goal was like, I'm going to be out of here because, you know, Milton needed some of those toothbrushes tonight.
I didn't want to say anything, but
I noticed that too. So, anyway.
Yeah, good. I'm glad Milton got his thing.
He did. Oh, I got him. I got him. I just had
I'm not a good, you know what? I'm not a good person of standing in. I literally count how many items a person has.
Right.
If it's, although I don't think they have those lanes anymore.
Like 10 or less.
10 or less. No, you don't see those very often.
Because nobody honored that.
But let's be honest, you counted.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Jason, you count?
But I think there's a place where when
Jason,
people.
You count. Jason says, no, he's not a counter. Okay. I am.
But people, there's a way to expedite the checkout because a lot of people unload their own cart. And you can leave the bigger stuff on, and you know they'll just go down and beep it with their little gun. But people who take a long time, it's like, come on, you know. I don't know. Yeah. I wonder where they work. I don't want to.
I was behind
anything.
A lady the other day, and it was you know what? It was the Friday of Labor Day weekend, which is the worst time in the world to go to a store, right?
I would never.
And and the lady was trying to leave her shift. The lady at the checkout.
I hate that.
And then I at least got in. And the guy behind me put his stuff down and she turned the light off. And it's like, oh, was he not happy? And the lady in front of me, I shouldn't pay this much, but her bill was $278 worth of food that she bought.
Yeah.
And it took like forever.
Right. That's.
But the lady is just like, my shift is over. I have to go.
Oh, you do not.
Well, she turned the light off is what she did. And that guy behind me, he's like, well, wait a minute. She says, no, I'm leaving. I have to. And they didn't bring anybody new in.
They should.
I think that's one of the most under. I think if anybody wants a job, you can get a checkout job anywhere.
And people, as much as people say that they're price conscious, that service can make or break you coming back.
Yeah,
if
no
they're
question.
Nice to you, like right. I'm a big, like I of course I love festival, but I like Pick and Save on Main Street. A lot of Preble students, East students, and then just some older people. They don't have a lot of people in the middle. It just and they have some of the nicest people. And
I think Preble got a win last night, didn't they? I think so.
I don't know, but my Chiefs didn't.
Who?
My Kansas City Chiefs.
You were pulling for them?
Yeah.
Why would you pull for them?
Couple reasons.
Okay.
One is I love Kansas City as a city, but I like Detroit too. But I love Kansas City.
Okay.
I like the plaza. We've been down there. That I know the previous mayor, and he invited me to a game with my kids. And I said, can you get me tickets? That's the way the story went. I said, can you get me tickets? Because my kid was at Drake and I had to pick her up. And I'm like, hey, we're going to be a couple hours away. Can you get me tickets for the Packer Chiefs game? Yeah, don't worry about it. And then Mrs. The Hunt sent me an invitation to join him in their suite. And Lamar Hunt?
Yeah.
His wife. And
they did a kind of a tribute to her last night, right? Because she passed away?
Yeah, I did. I fell asleep.
Oh, they had a tribute to her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really nice.
And her son was up there. But anyway, so it's one of those things where it's just more of an emotional.
I see what you mean. Somebody treated you good, so you like it. So I've been there too.
I'm going to support you.
But I just, I don't know, something about that organization I just don't like. No disrespect to Andy Reid, who I think is the greatest coach in the NFL. I really and truly do.
Really?
Yeah, I think Andy Reid is awesome. I think if Andy Reid had been hired instead of Ray Rhodes back during the Farz
party. Anybody, but
we would. Yeah, we would have. We've had more Super Bowls. I not even a question in my mind. We would have more Super Bowl trophies in Green Bay if Andy Reid had been hired instead of Ray Rhodes.
Interesting.
Not a question. Totally what? Believe that.
So I don't think Kansas City. You're right. I just got a text. There was a tribute to her at halftime.
Yeah,
I was really nice. Falling asleep. By
she was
then.
Gorgeous, beautiful lady.
Oh, great. Yeah. And as nice as can be.
Yeah.
I just she didn't have. Not that I knew her, but she was just the Packers lost that game, and she's like, "We're so sorry, we had to beat you guys." Oh, I'm like, "Hey, look,
this. Yeah, it's real sincere." What year is that? Which game was that? You know,
the only game they lost that year.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a huge shocker.
Yeah, I know.
I think that really killed the Packers' season. I think it killed their season because because when they played that game against the Giants, they were so flat. Remember that championship game here?
Well, Johnny, I just want to say that talk about running their season. So I had my hotel that night right in Kansas City because I think it was an evening game. It wasn't a noon game.
It was a big upset. That's before Kansas City was
good. I was
good.
So mad, I drove all the way home.
Did you from Kansas City?
Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't sleep. I know if I went home, I went back to the hotel, I couldn't sleep. So I just got in the kind of like, okay, you guys can
that was
sleep
a great
car.
Packer team that got beat that
I know.
Year and then got beat by the Giants. But
that's the
I
only game.
If you know, a lot of people at the time, they're like, oh, well, that's good. They got that loss and all that.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's out of the system.
I think just the opposite. Totally, I think if they would have had that, and they could have been, you know, the second team in the history of the NFL to go through undefeated, I think that would have been a huge difference in the playoffs. I really and truly do.
Anyway, but I have a fond, I like Kansas City, and I just see that they under her at halftime. I was sleeping by then.
And what did you say their food was? You're going through a thing for food.
Oh, no, I had ribs last night.
No, but didn't you say where all the different teams? There was.
I would say it's ribs, wouldn't you?
I guess so, yeah.
Anyway, I made ribs last night.
I thought you said it was Hush Puppies.
Atlanta.
Oh, that's Atlanta, okay.
And that's our next game.
Okay.
So, anyway, we've talked about food here, but we're having bear meat because thanks to you and that guy listening called in and said, I'm going to go shoot a bear in a week or two, and I'll give you bear meat for that's the last game. But for this game, and for those of you who tailgate, and I think that's probably 99% of us.
Another thing I've never done. I've never tailgated.
John.
I'm serious. I've never tailgated. Because
well, that's because you're always working.
I was always working or hosting veterans for the Bucs. So I'd always, just wait for them to come to the game, right in front of the entrance. I've literally never have tailgated in my lifetime.
You pick a game this year, and we're going to tailgate here at our studio. I know it's a little early, but
that's
we're
going to
get
tailgating.
We're going to get Kevin Van Oss here. We're going to get that's Mad Dog and Merrill. We're going to grill out.
That's not legitimate tailgating.
Okay, all right.
That's
anyway.
That's just one step beyond having a cookout in your backyard on the day of a Packer game. Tailgating is being in the parking lot of thing.
Well, then we'll go, then we'll do a remote once we figure out how to do that. We'll do a remote from there. Anyway, I want to say that, I mentioned.
Jason, you ever tailgate?
I want to mention to you that we're doing deep dish Chicago pizza. That's Chicago, because you want to do something with the opponent's food. So those Hush Puppies is Atlanta. Chicago is deep dish pizza.
Not a big fan of the deep dish.
Yeah, me either.
I'm a good thin crust.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big. It's like eating too much bread. You know what I mean?
Well, too much sauce.
Too much something. Tomato. Yeah.
There's too much tomato sauce.
It's like not much. It's like you know what I don't like calzones. It's like a calzone just doesn't do it for me. Jason, you like calzones?
Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Me too. It's like. Yeah, it doesn't do
too
anything.
Too much bread.
Too much bread, exactly.
Right.
I want to taste the good stuff. Give me a good thin crust.
Anyway,
it's like with a pasta. You got to have the good crust.
We're going to work on that.
Yes.
That's coming up. We're going to get some of our listeners to help volunteer for that. But anyway, we got a great lineup coming up today. Christy Barlament is coming down, right?
Yep.
And she's going to tell us what's going on in Green Bay.
What a huge week. It's
incredible
what's going on downtown
all
Green
bands,
Bay this weekend.
All bands on
deck.
We're
going to set a quick break. We'll be back. By another mayor right after this.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 66. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 48 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs around 72. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 66 today. Lows level off around 48 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Slow Friday morning music.
There you go.
Jason, spinning the hits. You know, it'd be fun to do a radio show sometime, like the old radio shows, where we have a turntable and like take song requests and a bunch of records and actually try to time it where you spin it backwards. Did you ever have to do that?
No.
Only in school.
In school? Yeah, me too. That's when I first got my license. Or, no, it wasn't even a license. You have no idea how hard it used to be to get into radio. You had to take a test that was incredible, an FCC test, and you had to learn about the transmitters and the ohms or something.
Oh, you obviously did pretty wattage. Well with it.
Wasn't it, Jason? Ohms, yep. And stuff?
Ohms.
Watts.
Did you pass?
Frequencies.
This is no lie. This is no lie.
I believe you.
Literally, when I wanted to get into the business, they dropped it. They like deregulated.
Oh.
They deregulated all that stuff.
So you wouldn't be here right now if they still had that.
No, not a chance in the world. Not a prayer in the world.
See,
it was hard. I mean, I know guys that would say it's like, that's one of the hardest tests you'll ever take just to be able to touch the equipment in a radio station. Wow. And you had to go take transmitter reads from transmitters and everything.
Do people above your pay grade, which is pretty much everybody in the radio,
do
they take that
every
test?
Every person.
Do they take that test?
No, not anymore. Nobody,
I mean, not even
anymore.
Sage and
no.
That
nope.
That guy from
all deregulated.
Todd?
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I bet Todd probably did when he broke into the business. Maybe. Well, no, he's younger than me, so yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. And they say it was a beast. Yes, I would not be here.
Do you agree with that?
I personally like tests.
I like tests. I like qualifications. For people like, we talked yesterday a little bit, Johnny, not yesterday, 2 days ago when Sandra Rank was on about the broker's test.
Yeah.
And I kind of said,
I thought it was hard. I didn't take a broker's test. I took the regular
real estate
license test. I thought that was kind of hard. You know what the frustrating part was?
I'll tell you, that broker's test is hard. And
I kind of said
to her that it wasn't. What I meant, what wasn't difficult was the continuing education credits.
Right.
That's not hard. You go in the room but the test is hard. I will say that the broker's test, and people said they compare it to the LSAT, which it's not that hard, but that law school, but I lucked out my first try, but it was,
you know, one of those things that too, when I took the real estate exam, it's like I spent so much time on certain aspects of it, and then there wasn't one question on it. Not a single. I could tell you every type of easement there was in the world, and there wasn't one question on it.
There's like four or five different tests, right, that they give.
Yeah, and so that people just won't know.
Right.
You know, so somebody can't come out and say, hey, study this,
Yeah. This is what's, it's heavy on this. But
yeah.
And people had said to me, because I had just no idea when I went in for my real estate, you have to get your real estate test and then you got to do, I don't know, a few million dollars. And 2 years later, you can take your broker's test. So the real estate test.
But just say one thing though first. So people, because everybody thinks everybody in real estate makes a lot of money. That couple million dollars, that doesn't go to their, it's a couple million dollars in total sales.
Oh, that could be one house.
And then, I know, but what I'm saying is, and then it might be 2% that goes to the actual.
Oh, yeah, no,
I know. Because sometimes with people, they're like, did you see so-and-so made $10 million?
Yeah.
Like, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. It was $10 million in sales.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't go to that person.
Yeah. No, I think I should know this, but that was a while ago. But I mean, it might be $5 million of transactions
or
five transactions. Maybe it couldn't just be one.
Right.
But anyway, that test is all-encompassing, and there's a lot in real estate, but there's still like there's stuff on condominiums. You may never sell a condominium.
No, absolutely.
You may never sell a piece of farmland.
Absolutely.
Yet you have to know all that stuff about those tanks.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, like, absolutely. You're exactly right.
When they're telling me, I'm reading about these tanks, I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
And Amendment B and the watershed.
I'm a city guy. We don't have tanks.
I know exactly what you
mean.
Anyway,
you got to seal them. Remember, you got to cap the tanks if they had more than 30 something in. Anyway, but I want to get back to what my point was. I like certifications. I think it gives me as a consumer confidence. Like I think there's chefs that are certified,
and that's fine.
Well, I think radio people that are certified. You used to do that, but you don't.
Here's the deal, though. There's things have gotten so much more like just automated. That, you know, back in those days, people would literally have to take a clipboard and a pen and go and, you know, read stuff and do stuff and whatever. And so much of that is automated now that there's, in the years I've been in radio, I've never hardly touched anything. I ran my own board at one of the stations just doing a little talk show type thing. But otherwise, it's different than the old days.
Yeah.
That used to be a really hard job. Being a disc jockey, I give all their credit in the world for those people. When I was listening to them when I was a kid or something, I used to listen to WLS and these great stations. Oh, by the way, you know who we're going to get on here?
Who's that?
We're going to get Chris Eric Stevens. Do you know who Chris Eric Stevens is?
Is he Cat Stevens? Any relation?
No. Chris Eric Stevens is actually basically from my hometown. All right? He made it huge in radio. Like, you can't believe huge in radio.
Okay, before we finish, if anyone, I got a $25 gift card to the depot, right, which is that train station that has great food, great service.
The Donald Driver's.
If you've heard of, what's his name?
Chris Eric Stevens.
If you've heard of Chris Eric Stevens.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of the guy in my life.
Okay.
Johnny, can you read that? I can't see that.
Yeah, 920-264-0606. 264-0606.
$25 gift card.
Okay, everybody my age has heard of Chris Eric Stevens.
John, we're the same age.
Everybody normal, my age, we'll know who Chris Eric Stevens is.
Okay.
Did I say his call letters where he worked?
No.
Okay.
That's how they can win. You didn't need to because you said everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him.
Okay. Just say it's not WLS because you did say that.
It is WLS.
Oh, you did say that.
I did say that.
Okay.
Because that's where he was. John, don't you remember Chris Eric Stevens, John Records Landexter? Remember him?
No.
None of those guys?
No.
WLS was the greatest thing in the world at one time. The greatest radio station in the United States of America. Larry Lujack. Do you remember Larry Lujack?
I remember that name. What are we going to do with this card now, since you gave the answer away?
I didn't give it away. I didn't know. I gave it away before you told me. By the way, folks, be sure to get the Civic Media app at your preferred app store. Then you can listen, call, and text right from the app. Jason, how do they do that again?
You just told them.
I don't know.
You go to your app store.
All right. And that's the little thing on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do
any of that. You know why?
No, Johnny, why?
Because I can't find my password for, like, the cloud. You have to have your cloud password.
Your iTunes password. Your Apple password.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can't remember it.
No.
So I can't get it.
We got a break.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember all your passwords?
Heck no. I got a guy that helps me out with that.
We're going to be talking with a really cool guy in just a minute. Back up.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Arriving today at the G20 summit in New Delhi, President Biden ready to engage leaders of the world's top 20 economies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is already there, reacting to China and Russia not sending Presidents Xi and Putin.
Even without Russia's active participation, and the tensions the war has created, I still see the G20 as highly effective.
One goal for Yellen plans to reform the World Bank with new investments and support. Hurricane Lee, now a monster Cat 5 storm way out in the Atlantic, maximum sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. Lee will track between the Bahamas and Bermuda early next week. Longer-range models have it eventually hitting somewhere in New England. Forecasters say dangerous surf and rip currents will be noticeable ahead of the storm. Today's the anniversary of Queen Elizabeth's death in Britain. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Helfheim.
And I'm Emily Cephos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Is on now or she? Okay.
Hey, welcome back. Vino the Mayor here on a gorgeous Friday morning. High school football tonight. We got a good one on my 32. We've got Kimberly and Fond du Lac. That is always a battle. There were some good games last night. I was watching sports early this morning. A lot of high schools playing on Thursday night once again. I think that's kind of a cool idea to play on some on Thursdays, some on Fridays. I like that.
Why?
It just kind of gives people, that way kids that play on Thursdays can go watch those games on Fridays.
Not true.
And
yeah,
vice versa. They can go see these, you know, because these kids know each other and get a chance to actually watch them in the stands. I think that's cool.
Kind of like being in a parade isn't great because you can't watch it. I know it's not a great analogy, but that's what
yeah,
I thought of when
really
you said
it. No, that might be the worst analogy ever.
But
of
I was
all time.
But okay.
In the world of
what I'm saying is
analogies. That might be the worst ever.
Wouldn't it be nice though?
I don't want to
go on this road, but I'm saying if they had two parades, you could watch one and be in one. And that's what you're kind of saying
of course,
about football.
Are you leading yourself into something. There's that old saying that's like, for short people, it's like the poor guy never saw a parade.
No, that was very nice.
Like, I'm just saying.
That I wasn't going there at all. I was talking about giving people more exposure to life.
We got it. Oh, hang on one second.
Anyway,
hang on.
This is going to be interesting.
Special guest coming up.
This is going to be interesting.
Yes,
we talk
right now.
Those of you in the who listening in our region, there's a lot of talk about this discovery of this ship off of Algoma,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then that other people were talking about how cool that is and what kind of things we find in the water. And then we have some.
We have a gentleman coming on.
This guy's unbelievable.
And Christy's dropping in too. Talk about the big thing happening in Green Bay, but also this is something she's very passionate about. Let's go. Is this Ed the diver?
This is Z. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing? John Mino, the mayor, Christy, Jason, we're all here.
Ed, you've got a great website. I was watching some of your videos. What an interesting, I don't know, is it a part-time, is it full-time, whatever life that you lead?
And explain what you do,
Ed. Scuba diver.
Well, it used to be part-time. I was working 50 hours a week doing underground electric construction work, but then I was able to build up my business, the underwater recovery, doing recoveries for people find their phones, keys, anything to drop in the water, Apple Watches. And also I started a bait business with finding over 10,000 lures a year and getting more every year. And it's also cleaning up the waterways, getting all the lures, the hooks, the line out of the water.
Right.
So that water life doesn't keep getting snared up, dying. So I see a lot of that while I'm diving. You find all the trash. You find treasures, hard drives, safes, guns, just random stuff, old bottles.
Do you have like a warehouse where people can come in and buy Ed's treasures?
Why, you do sell some of them, don't you? Ed, some of the lures?
Yeah, I sell on my website, edthediver.com. During the springtime, I have a toy hauler trailer that I'm getting ready right now. I load it all up full of my lures, and I head down to the river, and where everybody's fishing shoulder to shoulder, I'm available for them to come and buy lures so they don't have to get in their vehicle, leave, get new lures, try to find a spot when they come back, try to find a fishing spot. So it's been pretty cool. Been getting a lot of repeat customers throughout the years, and they come from all over the state, you know, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, and they come to me every year. It's pretty cool.
We love the entrepreneur.
Love
what an interesting.
Yeah.
I started reading that yesterday, and there's what an interesting life. How'd you get into this whole thing?
Wait a minute. How old are Ed? Can I ask how old you are?
41 years old.
Okay, you're too young then. I was going to ask if it came from
Jacques.
Not Jacques Cousteau. There's another show I watched when I was a kid that I always wanted to become a scuba diver because of this.
Oh.
Sea Hunt.
Never seen it.
Neither.
Don't feel bad. With Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges, the guy in the airplane?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
Lloyd Bridges.
Funny.
Sea Hunt.
That guy was funny.
Jason, remember Sea Hunt?
Was he funny in Sea Hunt?
No.
I've never seen it.
No.
John, let's get back to our guest.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ed.
So, Ed, how did you get into this? That's an interesting field. You obviously didn't watch. Johnny was the only one watching Sea Hunt, which probably lasted one episode. But anyway, let's talk about.
It was a classic show.
Okay. Let's talk about how you got into it.
I was bringing my kids fishing, trying to teach them how to fish. And, you'd go there with a full tackle box full of lures. And when you got kids fishing with you and yourself during the walleye run, they're going to get snagged and other people get snagged on rocks. I'm going to get snagged. So your lures dwindled on fast. And it was my goal to get them back so I didn't have to go buy them. But I was also
because they ain't cheap.
They ain't cheap.
Nope.
So, it just turned into me just grabbing a little tiny container and filling that up to a boogie board and then piling that up and then getting a basket on that board and then picking up trash too, all the line, just old bottles, anchors. Then now I have two kayaks that I fill up. One time I had 27 anchors in the Fox River in one day.
How do you see them, Ed? I mean, the Fox isn't exactly, Lake Superior crystal clear.
Yeah, do you utilize a magnet?
I find a lot of magnets that people lose. They get stuck in the rocks.
Christy's still looking for hers.
Yeah, Christy is a magnet fisher.
I'm a huge magnetic fishing fan. My son and I, we love it. And I've actually lost two, so you might have one or two of mine.
at the Fox River or what?
Yes, the Fox River, right behind the Sea Deck Landing.
Okay. Yeah, I get a lot over by Voyager Park, and I'm able to return a couple sometimes. People see my video, and they say, hey, that was mine, and I kind of try to trust people, but sometimes you got to weed them out.
Yeah.
The ones that go by the colored rope.
Wow.
For people who are listening that might want to, get into this, tell me how you got into this business. Were you lifeguard, swimmer, or your dad do this? My kid's a scuba diver, and she took the classes. I can't even think of it. It was on the west side of Green Bay, but That's
Green Bay Scuba.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any interest in that.
Would I would,
John.
I would. If I do, you, okay. And this could be the dumbest question ever. Okay.
Yeah. But we're not.
Okay.
It's, do you have
this
to,
happens every week? But go ahead, John.
Look on Jim's face.
Okay, and I mean this sincerely. I'm not joking around. All right. Do you have to know how to swim good to be a scuba diver?
No.
Okay.
When you have your gear on, you regulate your buoyancy with your BC, so you can add air in it. If you want to stay on the top, you can release the air and get yourself neutrally buoyant, and you just got to be able to, you know, move around underwater.
Wow.
Stick around with your feet.
I could do this.
No.
I could do this.
What, you're claustrophobic.
You're claustrophobic.
You're not, John, with all due respect, you're not the most organized guy. And if you would see this thing go to red, I'm not sure you would be like, oh, I got to dial this thing back a little bit. And I just would worry about, because sometimes things happen close together, right? And you've got to kind of, you know, plan and make decisions. I don't want to get back to Johnny's day yesterday of pre-planning, but I just think scuba diving is more of just an air tank on the back. It's a it's an art.
Air of tank?
A tank of air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't sure what you're talking about.
I'm not a scuba diver either. I just, my kid.
Oh, because you didn't watch Sea Hunt.
But yes. But tell me, I want to hear about this, because my daughter, and she's done scuba diving in other countries, and it's just like beautiful down there. And have you done some of that? But I want to talk more about, don't answer that. You can get to that later. I want to talk about how you got into scuba diving.
So I just, a shallower spot in my local river, Menominee River, Marinette, Wisconsin. It was only about 3-4 feet deep, and I would just, you know, hold my breath, wear tennis shoes and a mask, and just go down and look around. If I had a problem, I would just stand up.
Oh, that's cool.
I encourage people that are new to scuba diving and looking for lures to do that, stay in the shallows. And there's a lot of lures to find. But, you know, just get yourself used to that, then go deeper and deeper. And like in the springtime, the current's pretty bad here, but I learned how to stay down in it with extra weight. And if I have an issue, I just come up, you know, with 6-7 feet, whatever it is, and just, you know, tread water for a little bit and go back down and repeat it over and over again.
Now, there's times you turn stuff into the police, right, that you find?
Yep. Money bags. I had a Model 94 Winchester lever action rifle from the Menominee River here.
Wait a minute. An 1894 model Winchester?
Model 94.
John's,
that's 1894. No, those are really valuable.
I thought you were going to say you lost one in the river.
No, that's a classic rifle. The 1894 Winchester is a very, very classic lever action rifle. I mean, I don't know how it's going to be when it's. Was it completely covered in rust and everything, Ed?
No, it was wrapped in plastic and electrical tape really tight. It might have been in there a few years, but I think the plastic electrical tape helped preserve it. So it's got rust on it, but I'm not going to get it restored or anything. It's just going to sit on my trophy shelf with other guns and other stuff.
And the police let you keep it, huh? I mean...
Oh, they took it for investigations. They had it for 3 months, couldn't find the owner. Nobody claimed it, of course, and they couldn't find any crimes associated with it.
Christy's got a story about something like that, Christy, your friend.
Yeah, one of my fellow magnetic fishing friends, she was magnetic fishing, and she found a gun, a rifle, in the bottom of a lake, and they actually were able to read the serial numbers off of it, and it was gone for 32 years, and the police were actually able to return it to the owners. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean,
but as a treasure hunter, you hope they don't find them. But
right.
It's nice to reunite them with it, I guess.
Have you, besides your own personal business, have you done some work with the Green Bay Dive Team? I know we put a lot of money into that because, you know, we've got a gun for cars. People.
When you were mayor?
Yes, we did. The dive team.
I believe. I know.
Okay,
they're great.
Are you giving a hard time about that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You just forgot to say, when I was mayor, Jonathan, we put a lot of money into the thing. That's all I'm saying.
But anyway, have you done some work with the GBPD or any of the fire departments? They're into that now, too.
No, I have not worked with them. I get phone calls from different sheriffs once in a while just for information and stuff. Because I go a lot of places. I see a lot of things. And, you know, just people ask me for advice or... they asked me if I'm available, and then end up canceling because they get somebody else. But I helped with one snowmobile recovery last winter for a buddy under only 8 feet of water under ice. But we do ice dives in the winter, kind of training and stuff, and with a bunch of guys. And I wear my wetsuits. It's manageable.
Wow. But again, how do you see in like the Fox River?
I was just going to
ask. I don't know how deep it is, but
isn't it like 4 to 6 inches you can see in front of you, Ed?
That's this time of year. But in the spring and the fall, when the water's colder, it gives it less chance for like algae blooms and, you know, the green stuff floating around to kind of thrive. So that stuff kind of dies off. And you can usually see like 1 to 2 feet, sometimes three. But I've been out there and you get big sturgeon swimming right up next to your face or even rubbing on you.
Oh, man.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah. Haven't seen you around here before.
That'd be some big.
Hey, I'm about to spot. How you doing?
You're in my, yeah, turf. Hey. So you talked about your treasure room. I want to get to that. I don't know if we got time now, but I want to tell me about your treasure shelf, your treasure room that you talked about.
Yeah, what are the coolest things you display?
Well, I've got hundreds of bottles. I do want to mention, I do want to have a kind of a museum someday. My house is kind of getting overloaded in my backyard, but I've got hundreds of sunglasses. I had just had 4 hard drives, but I was able to return 3 back to the owner.
How do hard drives end up in the river?
Angry ex-girlfriend's room in there.
Really?
You know what?
Yeah.
Really?
That, wow. That along with the guns.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Motorcycle.
Didn't you find a safe one time that had been broken into?
Yeah.
She took the money first.
Yeah. Wow.
In the Menominee River a couple months ago, and then we found one in Aurora, Wisconsin, in Kingsford, Michigan. And that bridge there, we found a safe door, and then the safe was about 30 feet away. Wow. You're only able to get the door out. The safe is too heavy.
Yeah.
So, Ed, how does that work with, is it a finder's keepers? I mean, sometimes you hear about these like really expensive treasure hunts, and there's a gazillion dollars of gold. And
who's, but the state owns it or something?
Yeah, I think it's international waters. Like well, no, you're right. It would be closer. Who owns, when you find this stuff, is it yours?
It could be. I mean, a lot of divers may think, you know, if they find a GoPro or phone or something, they're like, oh, cool, I got a new phone. I've met a couple that do that, but I think some of them are cleaning up more. But I try to find the owners, and I
really
post everything that I find on my videos. After I'm done diving, I'll lay everything out and say, hey, if this phone is yours, I'll try to get it working and find you. If this Apple Watch is yours, sometimes I find 4 or 5 at a time.
Oh, you must
different spots.
Oh, you must bring some joy to some homes, boy.
I'll bet.
You know,
well, I had a good friend. He was fishing this summer. It was up in Michigan, up in around Munising. If you've ever dived up there, Ed,
that not area. Yet.
Okay, but anyway, he was fishing and he had his phone in his pocket right up here, and he reached over to like pull the fish out, and there goes the phone right down to the bottom of the thing.
The information that's on there. Yeah,
absolutely,
that's great. Oh, that you do that and you spend the time to locate them. Wow, that's mm-hmm. incredible. Hey, tell me, what's your website again? We're gonna keep you around, but what is your, how do people kind of find out more about you?
Well, on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, it's Ed the Diver, and then my website is edthediver.com.
beautiful.
You're
okay,
awesome.
You can stick around for a little while longer, right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay, one thing though, Ed, when Christy here, she's with that organization that they're big into, what, the magnetic, what's it called?
Magnetic fishing.
Okay, are you do you guys, they actually go in the water, say, psh, let's check. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, there they are.
Yeah. Oh, there
are
they
we,
are.
Are we those?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Exactly.
As soon as it drizzles, as soon as
it's
it drizzles,
it's like we got a,
gone.
You know, a biker thing. And it's right. Like, I'm going to bring my trike.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like,
right.
Okay. Yeah. It's not as cool as us.
It's a fad. No way.
Exactly. All right.
Step it up. Step
Ed
it
the
up.
Diver. Really interesting stuff. We'll be back with more right after this.
Step it up, girl.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 66. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 48 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs around 72. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 66 today. Lows level off around 48 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
WGBW on a Friday morning. And this is Mino for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Time to replace your drafty old windows. You don't want to do it during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on right now. Pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month on patio doors. Pella Windows are rated number one by Milwaukee homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come out for a free consultation. You plan with them as they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, the stain, the material, the size, and everything else. It's no wonder why Pella is rated number one by homeowners as the window brand easiest to do business with. And how important is that? Customers often remark how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind, perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window and $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 9/30/23. 120 months. That's like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sure you figured that out.
I know.
Well, yeah, John, thank you. John, can I have my calculator back?
All right, fine. We are with Ed the Diver from Marinette. You're originally from Lena, right, Ed?
Originally from Lena. Grew up there, graduated from there.
I got some good friends from Lena. You know the Smaneys at all?
Smaneys. That kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, Big Dean.
I'd have to see their face.
Yeah, I learned a lot. John Guard's from Lena.
He is.
I like Lena. Was. I used to like Lena a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Lena.
Ed's talking about all the cool things he's found. Jim, you and I are both fascinated by this. And Christy is in a different element of it, but
come on, guys.
Christy, there's something magical about finding something underwater and bringing it to the surface.
Right. It's just got a cool story to it because it was lost. Now it's found. You do it the right way. Mm-hmm. Christy, with her little magnets, goes out
there. She keeps everything.
My 7-year-old loves it. It's like Christmas. It's a little treasure. There,
I wonder, Christy, do you think that's a segue into being
Do you think this will lead to him being a scuba diver?
Does he like?
He does. He absolutely loves it.
All right. So then it's okay. It's like a little training ground. Yeah. Like Johnny said, it's like the training wheels in the motorcycle race.
Yeah. Better than playing video games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
We'll all say that. And I was talking at break, we were talking a little bit, and you kind of glossed over a little bit. I want to talk about what you're doing for the environment. I think that's really important, and I just, so much of this, oh, God, and you just see some of the stuff on just the trash, and I don't know how it gets in the water. I think, you know, maybe fisher people just cut the line if it's a snag, and then, you know, the wildlife can get caught up in that, and I just talk a little bit more about what you're doing. I know we find some very cool things, but the what you're doing for the environment.
So speaking of snags, that's one of the biggest things, and of course, you got your natural snags, you got rocks, logs. And when you got spring currents every year, it's going to push new logs down through the dams and go up, kind of create a new structure in the rivers every year. But there's other things that, like bicycles. I haven't found any mattresses yet, but I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, they used to put mattresses in the rivers to snag people. I find sandbags, road barricades, all kinds of big stuff, picnic tables that people will be casting, they're snagging on it, losing lures, and other line is left in the water. And then you got mud puppies, crayfish getting tangled up in it. You've got bass eating stuff that's stuck underwater, and then they're getting stuck underwater and dying. But it's just enjoyable to go clean that up.
Right.
And go back one second. You said people throw mattresses in the water
to intentionally snag people?
Yeah, I've heard this a lot, and I've actually been accused of putting snags in the water, too. But I'm like, you can watch my videos. You can see that I'm obviously trying to pull stuff out, anchors with ropes, but, magnets with ropes that are snagging lures.
But, Ed, why?
What kind of a person would want,
Are they like anti-fishing people or what? I've never heard of. Why would somebody?
Hello, Omar.
Really? Ugh, all right. Well,
never
let's.
Heard of that. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you're getting that stuff out. Wow, that's just.
Christy had a bike here. You found, right?
Yeah, Christy.
And it's one of your city bikes, Jim.
Yeah.
City
well, that, one of my green bikes.
Yes.
Right? Really?
Yes.
That
bike.
Hurts.
I showed you.
I saw it on there. Okay.
Night.
We had this program when I was mayor, and we would offer free bikes to the downtown, so people could get from A to B. Yeah. And it's called the Green Bike Program, and. We were taking inventory, and we were down a few. And then some of our divers, and Christy being one of them, or Magnetic Dive, fished a few out of the Fox River. So the program...
Nice. We covered in zebra mussels.
Yeah, what did you do with it? Did you clean it off, or did you just turn it over to the city?
Turned it over to the city, of course.
All right. Very nice.
So they're delighted to have it back, because that was not the current mayor's idea to have the program. So.
Hey, Ed, when they started cleaning the Fox River a few years back, when they were doing the dredging and everything...
Yeah, that was longer than a few years. That was 20 years ago. But yeah,
they said
the PCBs.
They found, like, hundreds of bikes there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think they brought them someplace, didn't they, Ed? Do you know anything about that? Mm-hmm. They recovered them all and put them someplace. Same thing with, like, the barges they found.
Yeah.
I would love to see where that place is. There could be some really old, cool bikes there.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I have no idea. All I know is they're full of zebra mussels, full line. Man. And I go through a lot of gloves because of all the stuff you're grabbing, and your gloves get ripped up from the hooks, from the zebra mussels, and everything that you're pulling out of the water. So I go through probably like 3-4 pairs of gloves a year.
When we pulled that bike up, the zebra mussels, there were actually crabs coming out too. There was like a little bit
really?
Right? Yes.
I would have no desire to see that. I don't know. My
scuba diving quest ended though when he said the sturgeon would come up and nudge
with those big old whiskers. Had those whiskers saying, "Man, get out of my turf." So yeah. Get off. Hey, Ed, do you train people? I mean, I think there part of me is like really interested in this, and like, you know how you buy like auction things to go like fly fishing or to go on a hunting excursion, because those of us who maybe grew up in the city haven't been exposed to all that. Like, I would be really interested in learning, like maybe like a 4-hour excursion. Like, I wouldn't want to, well, I don't know, maybe I would.
Well, you got to get training and everything.
Kind of like skydiving, but for the water.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a certified trainer or instructor. One, I don't have time to do that. Two, I don't have the patience. So.
Yeah. Okay. That would take a lot with John. I'm a much better student.
Hey, we're wrapping up here a little bit, Ed, but I got to ask you this. And Jim brought this up a little while ago about the schooner they found off the shore of Algoma. If you find something like that, are you allowed to take things from it?
No, to my knowledge, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
And I don't ever really dive shipwrecks because I'm a grabber. I want to pick stuff up out of the water. Out in the shipwrecks, you got to just leave it where it lies, and don't want to get in trouble, and don't want to do anything wrong. So,
what an awesome hobby you have. I mean, that's very unique. It's
awesome.
Very interesting. I'm going to follow you a little bit more. I want to just, you know... That's interesting. And, you know, tell me again, you found a lot of bottles, Apple Watches. What is on your, is it the Winchester gun? What's the most unique thing
Coolest
you found
thing
in
you
your
found.
10 years or that you've been doing this?
I found some stolen jewelry. It was a man's wife and mother's. They were both dead. Someone stole from his house. They took his gun and cash out of the box, and then they tied the rest up in a pillowcase, tossed it in the river. I found it, and then there were some obituaries in there. And one of my neighbors who's dead now, she saw the obituaries and said, "Hey, that's my buddy's wife and mother." And I was able to get in touch with him, and he came over, and I gave him all his wife and mother's jewelry back.
Wow.
And that's phenomenal. We are out of time.
God bless you.
Can we get you on again down the road?
Sure.
You are an interesting guy.
Ed the Diver, look him up on Facebook. It's really fascinating stuff. Love it, Ed. Thank you so very much for joining us.
EdTheDiver.com.
Thanks for having
me. Great. Good stuff. And I just love looking at those pictures.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Let's hit the Fox River up sometime.
With your magnets?
Yeah, with my magnets.
I would do that. Well, I'd have to go out on like a pontoon boat and do it. Thanks, Ed. We guys had a quick break.
Wow.
Back with more.
Boy, are you a risk taker.
Oh, wow.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. only at Ho-Chunk Aminacusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminacusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Aminacusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Aminacusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminacusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.